This is Juana Summers. Nobody would have predicted that a deeply red conservative state like Kansas would influence control of the Senate. But this year, the politics are more unpredictable, and Republicans here are fighting to keep their jobs. Senator Pat Roberts has represented Kansas in Congress for more than three decades. He's in danger of being unseated by independent businessman Greg Orman. Campaigning in a park nestled in a residential area in this Kansas City suburb, Orman focused on the gridlock and hyperpartisanship in Washington, hoping to attract moderate Republicans, Democrats, and independents.
The message we send will echo for years to come. When the time came to take a stand, Kansans acted bravely and heroically and said, enough is enough. We deserve and demand better. We're declaring our independence.
Independence is what Orman's running on, but the Roberts campaign has spent the last few days focusing on Orman's malleability. This weekend, the senator compared Orman to a high school sophomore. Here's what Roberts had to say about his challenger.
I don't know what to expect from my opponent. He won't say who he's going to caucus with, who he's going to vote for.
Roberts has also enlisted a number of high-profile surrogates to make the case that Kansas voters should reelect him. Chris Christie, Rick Santorum, and Bob Dole have all stumped the state for Roberts in an effort to fire up the base. Juana Summers, NPR News, Prairie Village, Kansas.